Parsha. Can we get in the center? So we have Parshas B'Shalach. So there's a famous pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach. One of the most famous psukim. Only one of the most famous. Right? The pasuk says that Vayigach Moshe et Atmos Yosef Imo. Right? When Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, so Moshe took Atmos Yosef. So everybody knows there's a famous medrash on that Rashi. Anyone in the Chafetz Chaim has to know this. Then the medrash, this is here, I'm bringing here the Yalkut Shimoni. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Hacham Lev Yigach Mitzvahs, that a wise person takes mitzvahs. So it says, who is that? Zeh Avram. Either it's Avram. Fishachara Mikhaimin Shal Stoim. There's Avram Avinu who lived near Stoim. He was doing this tremendous Hachnasas Varchim. But then there was a stone was destroyed. So it stopped people traveling. So what happened? He moved. He didn't stop his mitzvahs, I think. Basically, I'm gonna stop doing stucco. He moved. So that was a tremendous chokhmah. It's one thing, you're sitting and a mashuach knocks on your door. So you're very nice in a mashuach. But what if you're living in a city and all of a sudden mashuachim stop coming? So what do you do? Problem, no mashuachim. So I got to move to a different city to get some mashuachim, right? That's pretty big tzidkus. Right? So that's what Avram Avinu did. There were no guests. He was having a lot of guests. All of a sudden, this guest stopped coming. So what does he do? He has to move. Okay, that's one shot. Then we skip a few lines. He says, Davar Acher, two lines at the bottom. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah Sem Moshe. That's our parsha. Shekol Yisroel Yoyiskim Ben Biza. All Klai Yisroel were busy before they leave Eretz Mitzrayim collecting the money. But Moshe was the only one who went ahead and got involved in taking Atzmas Yosef. Shenemar v'yikach Moshe es Atzmas Yosef imo. So Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. That's the Chazal. That's where this expression, if you ever heard the expression, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs, I had a Rebbe, Rav Shia Zatzal, used to always say this pasuk, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. He was very big in that phrase. So the Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs, that it comes from this medrash, that because Moshe or Avraham went ahead and everyone says, Call Yisrael, Oiskim Babiza. And Moshe took the Atmos Yosef. So you read the Chazal simple, so it's just Pasuk telling you that if you're smart, instead of running after money, you should do a mitzvah. That's all. Simple Chazal. Oh, the problem is that what? That's a little pashut. And the problem is it's more than just that it's pashut. So then it says by Moshe, it says, Shkol Yisrael Eiskem Abiza. And the Chayra, there were some pretty chashu people in Yisrael. Right? There was Aaron and Yoshua and Pinchas. And I'm sure there were many, many other chashu people. And this was also after the And Sarah's Makkas, and right after Makkas Bechairis. And the Chaira, they're like on a pretty big high, you know. After Makkas Bechairis, and then Paro's telling them to get out of God of Mitzrayim, that they're on a very high spiritual level. You just saw tremendous Nisim Geluyim, right? Makkas Bechairis was an amazing nais. Now they're actually getting the Geula after 400 years of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And now, what are you going to do? What do you do? Right, you're, I don't say Yoshua, I don't want to insult anyone by name, but you're a very chosh v'tam and chacham in the time of the Mitzkiris Yisias Mitzrayim. And you just saw all these miracles, and you just got Sig Makkas Bechairis, and now it's time to go out, and you got a choice. You can either run and collect a lot of money, or you can stop, collect a little bit of money, whatever, and then instead there's a mitzvah, Atzmas Yosef. So anyway, so what do you see? I don't know the Hesber exactly, but you see that we'll try to get to know Hesber, is that it's not so simple to realize that you got to go after mitzvahs. It's not so simple. I once heard pshat like this. There was a story. I was in Israel. There was a person who was a very, very involved in the Kiruv movement. So he was speaking at a bar mitzvah. So he told the following story about himself. He was trying to bring home a point, obviously. But he said the story happened to himself. He said, in Israel, there's a thing called a sheirut. Sheirut is, I don't know if you people know what a sheirut is. Sheirut is like not a taxi, but it's a, if you want to go from one place to another, so there's a station. If you want to go from the airport to Yerushalayim, if you want to go from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, so there's a set route. And it takes you, you go to a special station, there's these big taxis, and everyone goes in, and then it drives to a set spot in Bnei Brak. So it costs, it's, you know, instead of getting, you know, you don't have to even go for the bus, you get there, you know, they take it, like 10 people get into the sheirut, it goes from station to station. It goes straight from your sheirut. Now there happens to be that the Eged put them out of business a lot because now they have buses. But they didn't used to have buses to be Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. So it used to be from the sheirut. There's a corner of in Geula, whatever, not really narrow Gaya, on the corner of Bnei Bris. There's a sheirut station, goes from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. So he says he's sitting in the sheirut, and he's sitting in the front seat, and there's the driver, who's not Haredi, and on the way out of Yerushalayim, he stops off, pulls up at a kiosk. Kiosk is the name for a candy store, basically, and he buys himself an ice cream, okay? And he goes, zooms off. Okay, so he's sitting next to the driver. So he tells the driver, please, I need a tremendous favor from you. Oh, yeah, yeah. The driver says, I know these guys. You know, I'm supposed to be a route. I'm not supposed to make any stops. You pick up here and drop off there. No stops in the middle. But everyone's always asked me for favors. He goes, okay, where do you want me to drop you off? He says, no. I don't want to drop you off. I just want you to make a bracha on your ice cream. He says, no. I don't believe in brachas. I don't make brachas. He says, hey, but make me do me such a favor. Why can't you do me a favor? Make a bracha. He says, I don't want to make a bracha. I know if I start making brachas, I'll be stuck my whole life making brachas. I'm not starting this stuff. I'm not making brachas. Then he keeps on arguing. He's taking another bite and a bite. Anyway, he says he's basically down to like the last bite of the ice cream. Fine, and he's nudging, and the driver saying, no, they're having this argument back and forth. Fine, the driver says, okay, listen, if it means so much to you, you pay me $100, I'll make a bracha. Okay? So he says he made an appeal. There are like 10 people in this sheirut. They make an appeal. They raise $100, because it's all, Shaim de Bnei Brak is all a Haredi route, basically. They tell the driver, okay, we got the $100, puts his yarmulke on the driver's head, driver makes a bracha, and he eats his last bite of ice cream. Okay, finished. They pull up to Bnei Brak. He goes around to collect the money, and he hands the driver $100. Driver says, I'm not taking it. He says, why not? He says, once in my life I made a bracha, and I should sell it for a measly $100? And that's the story. So the gasha was like this. The gasha is, and there's a lot of gashas, I don't know. The gasha is that I don't think if you would offer me $100 or a bracha, you know, maybe, you know. So how this guy, this driver, who obviously is not such a tzaddik, right, never makes a bracha in his life, he values a mitzvah more than $100. Do we value a mitzvah more, a bracha more than $100? I don't know. So I think the answer is this Rambam. And then I go to the Rambam. I have to photocopy the Rambam. It's an amazing Rambam. There's a Mishnah in Ovis, second parak, a second Mishnah, Ovis Beis, Dawud Beis. Ben Azai Omer Ave Rotz a mitzvah kawa kechamura. You got to run to an easy mitzvah, like a big chamur mitzvah. Why? She'ein at the Yodea Matin Schar. Well, he didn't say, No, he says they're here because mitzvah gevuras mitzvah. Okay, the other mitzvah says ke'enat the yodei matar mitzvah. See, it didn't say that. Okay, says the Rambam. In Kvar Pirarnu Pirsa Maimer Perak Yud Sanhedrin. Al Chiddush Nifla Batira. You know what a Chiddush Nifla Batira means? What's Chiddush Nifla? You want to know the translation?
Wonders.
An amazing Chiddush. Right? He's about to tell you a Chiddush Nifla. Right? That's pretty good. A Chiddush Nifla. The Rambam's telling you that this is a Chiddush Nifla. Right? I am not a Bucky in Rambam, but I don't know if you ever find that Lashon anywhere else where the Rambam says this is a Chiddush Nifla. This is an amazing Chiddush. Okay. What's a Chiddush Nifla? Yesh bo zirav ha-maisa mitzvahs. V'hu amro, it's a pasuk, oz yavdil Moshe shlosh arim be'evre yardin, that Moshe designated, Shem told Moshe that to make the arim miklat. There's supposed to be six arim miklat. Three on the side of Evre yardin, and three in the regular Eretz Yisrael proper. And Moshe designated the three in Evre yardin. Be'adua, even though he knew, Shana Moedas, and a Shaloye Badin Ari Miklet, Asha Yubada, Shosha Cheret Peretro. Chazal say that it's all or nothing, that they don't, the Kedusha is not Chau, until you designate all six. So what was Moshe doing? He made three, but it's not Chau yet. Amru. So Chazal say, Yadua, Yemosha, Ben of Asharam, Shane Shosharam, Shaber Avenari, Kultus, Asha Yubdu, Ashosh Peretro. He knew that these three don't Chau yet. Shenemar Shesh Ari Miklat Tiana, you need six. Omnin Hivdu Eda, so why do you make three? Mesha Omar, Ho Bo Mitzvah Liyadi Akaimana. I got an opportunity to do a mitzvah, so I should do it. This is a Chiddush Nifla. Why is this a Chiddush Nifla? Because Be'im Ki Yait Mizeh B'Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. Masik Amitis Shalem Shemishlemis. Now, that's Moshe Rabbeinu was on the super high level. Nixif Lahitzi Chatzi Mitzvah Sese. Moshe Rabbeinu was a very busy person. And he basically worked hard to get a half a mitzvah, which because he couldn't get the full mitzvah. It didn't work. I'll call my loss of Shlemuso. And Sarek Lomar Shiasu Mishinis Tara. I don't know what that word is. It's star nafsham. You know, for hooksik sarasa kadma. Okay. In other words, he's saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is a Chiddush Nifla. What's a Chiddush Nifla? Why is this a Chiddush Nifla? Because Moshe Rabbeinu had millions and millions and trillions of mitzvahs. And here, it's not even a mitzvah. It's only a half a mitzvah. So we would think, oh, come on, Moshe Rabbeinu, you got so many mitzvahs. So you're going to bother for a half a mitzvah? Okay, if it's a mitzvah, okay. But it's not even a full mitzvah. It doesn't work. You don't get the Ari Miklat. So then, but you see that Moshe said, yeah, it's worth it. Okay? So that's a Chiddush Nifla. So you see from the Rambam, I think, is that the pshat is when people have lots and lots of mitzvahs, they have a tendency not to be machshav mitzvahs. That's the problem. And that's why it's a Chiddush Nifla. That even though Moshe Rabbeinu had so many mitzvahs, he says, Ma Moshe, it was such a shalem. In other words, if this taxi driver had no mitzvahs. So of course, for him, one mitzvah is an amazing thing. It's going from zero to one. Wow, he just changed his whole life. But I sit and I learn Torah, maybe. At least I used to learn Torah before I got to have this job that I can't learn. But I used to learn Torah, you know, as a hasmada, all Seder, or maybe even Beinah started. And I wear tzitzis every second. And I wear a yarmulke every second. And I answer Amen Yeshme Rabbah, and right? And basically, I'm involved. There are many mitzvahs that are tmidis that I do every second. I believe in Hashem every second. Right? There's a lot of mitzvahs that I'm doing. So on an average day, if you count out, you figure out if you're learning, the Chafetz Chaim has, you know, he makes his cheshbon of mitzvahs on how many mitzvahs you get for learning one, for an hour of learning. Right? He says in 1 hour you can read how many words? What? In 1 minute. I think in 1 minute, he says you can read about 60 words or something? 200? I forgot. Right? Okay, thank you. 200 words. Is that in 1 minute? Yeah. So that means 200 words a minute. So in 60 minutes, you get 12,000. Okay, so if you learn for 1 hour, you got 12,000 mitzvahs. If you learn 10 hours, you got 120,000 mitzvahs, you know? And that's Talmud Torah Keneged Kudam. And then, you know, and then you got also all the mitzvahs of Sitzin. So we get hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs, you know? So now we get an opportunity, and Moshe was obviously much better than us. So we get an opportunity to do a half a mitzvah. I got so many mitzvahs already. But that's a mistake. Why is it a mistake? What? Okay, but why else is it a mistake? Because Pshat is, someone says this, I mean, maybe you're right, all the people are right, but I saw this, is that there's a person who has everything. You know, the guy has $1 million, give him another dollar. Thank you very much, but what does it do for me? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no problem in giving more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give ahead, can give more reward. Just because, oh, this guy has so many mitzvahs, I'm stuck. I can't give him anything else. He's too rich. And Hashem don't have that problem. Hashem is no, every mitzvah adds just as much as the last mitzvah. Just like this taxi driver went from 0 to 1. So when we go from 1,501,000 to 1,501,000, it's going up the same amount. I mean, I don't say proportionally, but same, because Hashem doesn't, is stuck. Oh, you know, you have already, so I can't give you, all right, I'll give you something, you know, something silly, because I can't give you anything. You already got all this car. Hashem don't, not, no problem. So every mitzvah is major. Every mitzvah is $1 million. So therefore,
if I have like infinite money, then right, $1 million.
That's because you have infinite money. Because what are you going to do with another dollars? It's not, I have 20 cars. Give me another car. I don't need another car. I have 50 houses. Give me another house. I'm not. So you have a person. He has so much money. He doesn't know what. He can't think. He can't buy anything. Give him 10 more dollars. What are you going to do with it? He can't spend all his money. Even if he spent all the money of his, he would not be able to spend it. So you're not giving him anything. But I say, but Hashem, the thing, doesn't have that problem. Hashem doesn't have a problem that, you're so rich that I can't give you anything. So if Hashem wants to give her a mitzvah, a tremendous pleasure, then the fact that you got so many more mitzvahs already, he can still give you that pleasure, extra pleasure. So there's no such concept. That's what I think, that's the Chiddush Nifa, the Ramna. There's no concept that you got too many mitzvahs. I got so many mitzvahs, so I don't have to be a zariz. Because every mitzvah counts. Okay. Anyway, that's the point, I think. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, I suspect, I don't know, I won't say this is mukruch, but this is my shot. That everybody else, they were loaded with mitzvahs. So now they have Atzmus Yosef. It's a little bit hard because they want to get the visa. So, okay, so I won't get this mitzvah. It's $1 million, all the visa, you know? I want to get the visa. Well, you have one less mitzvah. Okay, so one less mitzvah. You know how many mitzvahs I got? But Moshe was Acham Lev. Takes Chochmah. He understood that every mitzvah counts. Yeah, what? I don't know. What? So that's why it doesn't. That's a mistake. If Akash Baruch Hu can give you that, you can go up a tremendous amount. So why should you look at it proportionate? It's going to add to you that much extra simcha. But it's not saying, well, I don't need extra. I already have simcha. But if it goes up, you're goofy saying, because it doesn't. It's by definition, because you're looking at proportion, and it's not worth too much. But I'm saying, but Akash Baruch Hu, it's not true. But Akash Baruch Hu will make sure that it is worth so much. No, yeah, the same amount of, it's the same difference. Just like this person, yeah. In other words, Hashem, you don't get gypped just because you got 1,000,000 mitzvahs already. So now, okay, so you got 1,000,000 mitzvahs, so you don't get so much more reward. You get the same added reward, that the guy who goes from zero to one. Yes, that's what I think. Okay, can we read quickly this Sefer Charedim?
This is last year.
Okay, well, I remember what I said last year. Yeah, that's fair.
Are you set up shop out looking for big mitzvahs?
Like, yeah, okay, that's something else. That's something else. But that's, but I hear we're talking about here, if I care. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a chiddush nifla. That even though it was not even a small mitzvah, it wasn't even a whole mitzvah, even a half a mitzvah. Okay, let's read the Sefer Charedim. This is a scary, scary Chetz Charedim. Now, I have to admit, I don't know how to read it, but it's a Charedim is a Rishon. For those who know, the Sefer Charedim lived in Sfas around the time of the Arizal. So I know, that makes him an early Achman, late Rishon, I know, around the 1500s. The Acher Akdamos Ha'ele Novo Lahater HaSavek HaGadol Shinnestav. I have a big suffix. Lama alone is Parshu Einsei Mitzvahs Essay. It doesn't say in the Torah what the onus for an essay is. It says if you do an Avera, you get Malkus. Some Averas, you're Chayim Misa. Why doesn't it say what the punishment for not doing an essay is? Let's say I'm a chuyiv. There are certain things, mitzvahs chiyuvis and mitzvahs chiyumis, right? Mitzvahs chiyuvis means that you're chuyiv to do. Mitzvahs chiyumis means aren't that many that you don't have to do, but if you do it, like Moshe wasn't obligated to do atzmas yosef. There was no chiyuv on Moshe per se. That was a mitzvah chiyumis. Right? Obviously, if it had been a mitzvah chiyuvis, everyone would have done it. If the mitzvah chiyuvis to put on tefillin, everyone, I'm sure, that day did not go run after the biza they were putting on tefillin. But kiyumis is a... But he's talking about onesh bitum mitzvahs essay means for mitzvahs chiyuvis. Okay, zeda. Okay, but I don't know that no one's doing it. Moshe's doing it, so it's not a chiyuv. Okay, I don't know. Okay. I don't know, but let me go. I don't know, maybe you shrug me up. But I don't think so. Okay. Vida. Okay. Ki ain go einche gehenim. All the einche gehenim. Right? Ko einche gehenim is a lot. Right? Ko einche gehenim. You take all the einche gehenim, you put them together, kedai equal to the schar amizumin al mitzvahs eseram haba. In other words, ki toivlo da adam likabel ko einche gehenim. If you had a choice, either get all the Einshim to get him or lose, it sounds like Vashal Yafsitz Chabah, but it sounds like from the line before that he thought one mitzvah's essay. El Scharam is Zuman Shal Mitzvah's essay. So it sounds like he's saying that it pays to get all the Einshim to get him rather than lose the Schar of a mitzvah. Varaya Atzuma, an approved. Shimloya oven bito mitzvah says a chomer minden onisha losa say. There are some losa says that you're chayiv misan, there's chayiv kores, malchus, lama osi esse v'dachel losa say. So how do we know esse is dachel losa? The chidavar shein onish v'bitudo, something that you're not punished if you don't do. And if you would have such a havamina, that if you don't do an essay, okay, so I didn't do an essay. So you don't get punished. It can be punished for something that has an einesh. And it must be that the einesh for a bitu essay is worse than the einesh for a los essay.
That means kol meaning gehenim?
Well, no, I know. They're just proving that it's worse. That's the only
one than one of it.
Yes. V'od raya. Right, I don't know. Let me just finish reading. I just want to read and then we'll see. Another rabbi, Amro Torah Maisim Toivim Ketriz Pranius. Mitzvahs act as a shield to protect you from punishment. Gidon on our side. Ki umogein uchol onche losa say. That means your person does have favors. And you're supposed to get all kinds of punishments. But if you do mitzvahs, you get protected. But old raya. You have 1,000 averis. So 1,000 malachim are out to get you, and one mitzvah's essay, so you get protected. So it sounds like you're saying that one mitzvah's essay is like doicha 1,000 losasays. ubichlal da. Okay. In general, you should know. Kilo yogo hape lohoitzi oinesh mivato mitzvah sase. The mouth cannot describe how bad it is, how the biggest einish of a mevato essay. Lochein ol nichtav ancho. Right, that's pretty scary. Right? That's pretty scary. He says that, you know why? By Elosa say, it says in the Torah the punishment. For this you get malchus, for this you get kares. But an essay doesn't say the punishment. You know why? You can't say it. It's too big. So that's discussing the punishment. This is pretty scary. I think we get everyone depressed. Right? He's discussing the punishment. That the punishment for a bittul mitzvah's essay, he says, is greater than a los essay. We get upset a little bit if we do a los essay. But if we miss an essay, okay. But he's saying that the punishment of an essay, if you don't do an essay, is worse than the punishment for a los essay. And it's so much worse that the Torah couldn't even write it because he can't describe it. Okay, that's the punishment. What about the reward? So there's a famous Tomer Dvara, which I think we've quoted many times. What does the Tomer Dvara say? Who knows the Tomer Dvara? We quote it many times. No, that's not what he said. That's what you say, then you didn't say it. That's not what he said. Tomer Dvara says like this. There's a Chazal say, Skar mitzvah b'ay al-malekah. What does that mean? That the reward for mitzvah's essays are not in this world. Except for, by certain mitzvahs we get the peiros in Olam Hazeh. But the Keren Kayemes is Olam Haba. And that's only by mitzvahs ben Adam lechaveru. But other mitzvahs, everything is in Olam Haba. So that's what we pass against. In Mishnah and Kedushin, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Malekah. The main reward for a mitzvah, except for maybe the Paris, for certain mystical skulas, is an Olam Haza, not Olam Haba. So the Tomer Dvara asks the Kasha, why is that? That Schar Alma Bahai Al Malekah. Why can't I get my reward in this world? You can get your punishment for an Avera in this world, right? A person does an Aveira, he can get punished in this world. You give him Malchus. So why can't they get his schar for a mitzvah in this world? So what does he say?
Impossible.
It's too big, right? That famous marshal of the guy who goes into the candy store to buy a candy and he only has $1 million bill, right? He says because the punishment is not the punishment of an essay or else to say. I don't know. I don't know about a punishment for an essay in this world. He doesn't tell us whether the punishment in this world. I do not know, but it says in the Chazal that the reward for a mitzvah essay is not in this world. Maybe punishment too. I don't know. What? Yeah, it does make it sound pretty bad, but he's saying that the reward, besides what you said, is true, is that the reward is always greater than the punishment. But he says, Tomer Dvara, that the reward, that you can't, all the pleasure of this world are too small for one mitzvah. That's what he says. Right? He says, the reason why Schar Mitzvah, Bahai Al Malekah, because you would be gypped. If you would go ahead, Hashem would give you $1 million. He'd give you $100 million. He would make you, you know, there are people that seem to get a lot of reward. Wait, what's this guy's name, $100 million? I don't know. Who? Whatever it is, Amos. Okay. Somebody, you know, so he give you all that money. Now, he could give you all that money. Someone else has all that money. But says the Tomer Dvara, that wouldn't be fair to you. You did one mitzvah. This guy, right, this taxi driver, he made his one bracha. So if Hashem would go ahead and give him all the money of Bill Gates, it's not fair. I don't know.
If the onus from Veros is so bad, how am I able to get punished in this world? He didn't say.
He said the onus for an essay. Mitzvah. He said the onus for an essay. He didn't say the onus for a los essay so bad.
I don't know.
So the ma'isa comes out like this. So let's get the so if you say like the Sefer Charedim, like the Sefer Tamei Dvara, so for one mitzvah is greater than all the pleasures of this world. And we say, like I said, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't run out of rewards. So it pays. Right? So that's why Hacham Lev Yigach Mitzvahs. Right? If you're smart, you take a mitzvah. Now the problem is you see, you look around, the yeshiva, there are people that are, I always said this example, so I said probably last year, I stand by my, where I'm sitting, and I see people by minyan. The guys, you know, guys running in, and they're about up to Kedusha. So he quickly runs out, because Chas v'Shalom, you're going to be stuck in the basement, you know. He's going to have to stand there for another minute. He's then running to where he has to go, and they're going to say, Kedusha. I don't have to, you know, if I'm going to be in the basement for Kedusha, I'm going to have to, obviously a high school guy, right? He already davened, okay? He runs into the basement to get his whatever thing, and now they're up to Kedusha. So you'll see him zoom out, you know? Right? Now, if he's smart, he would stay. Right? You know, stay another minute. You're going to answer Kedusha, right? The guy goes ahead, and, you know, they're about to answer Amen Yehoshmei Rabbah. You walk in, and you have to run out of the basement for a second. But they're up to, you know, their mamish, the chazan saying Kaddish. Why would a guy run out of the basement a second before saying Amen Yehoshmei Rabbah? So wherever you're going, you go a minute, 30 seconds later. Right? That's Hacham Lev Yigach Mitzvahs. But there's many, many other opportunities. If you're paying attention, you can probably find the Gra and the Maas HaTorah says that if a person wants to, it is not a second in his life that he can't do a mitzvah. That's in the, he says that. But if a person pays attention, there's not. That's why Hashem gives us life. He says Hashem gives us life so you can do mitzvahs. He says, it's, I don't know whether he proves it, but he makes a statement.
Is that aside from the sheish mitzvahs to midas?
Yeah, I assume so, because then there'll be no chiddush. He says there's no second. He says the reason why we have 613 mitzvahs is that Hashem made it so that you can always have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. So you just have to have your eyes open. So Hacham Lev Yigach Mitzvahs means you got to keep your eyes open. I'll give you a simple example. Right? Sitzis. Sitzis is like one of the most, oh, I'm way over time. Sitzis is the most easiest mitzvah in the world. Now you walk around and there are people who are not with sitzis, right? You watch the guys playing ping pong. And some of the guys are in their polo shirts because they got out from gym. I don't know. Okay, so let's say that in gym, you can't wear tzitzis because you're going to get sweated up and it's not covered in tzitzis. Okay, maybe. But ping pong, I don't think there's so much effort in ping pong. So why are the guys not wearing their tzitzis when they're playing ping pong? Right? Don't make sense. Oh, so those are the high school kids. But we base manage guys. Of course, we always wear tzitzis. But so why, when you go in the dormitory and it's at night, and the guy's marching around all night without their tzitzis, right? So you because you know the, what? That I'm very glad you paskins. But is that true? It's a machlekes rishayim. So okay, it's a machlekes rishayim. And if. So you know, so they say, so you could get a mitzvah sitzah at night. And I gave you another example, an even better example. And let's say you're sleeping, okay? Now you wake up in the morning, right? Now the sun's shining. It's not night anymore. So what do? You get out of bed. You go to the bathroom. You schmooze with your roommate, you know. I don't know what else you do. When did you put on your tzitzis? Right? You should be mizayim, right? So if the person has a Hacham Lev Yigach Mitzvahs, or you're taking a nap Shabbos afternoon, right? That's definitely, that's no. So I can't fall asleep with my tzitzis on. I don't know. Maybe you can't. But if you could, why you take off your tzitzis for? So there's, I just got a simple example of one mitzvah. You know, that a person, there's so many added opportunities. We could get tzitzis. We can get a Kaddish and Kedusha. There used to be in Yerushalayim, there are people that used to go to these They talk about these women, tzitzkanis, they would sit in these shuls, you know, these minyan factories, they would sit there all day just so they could answer Kedusha and Kaddish. Right? This is a lot of stories about these ladies. But, we, you know, okay, anyway, that's the shmooze. So we got to go ahead. I everyone knows my famous story from Shia, so I'm not going to say it, but it's just, you know, like you say, the number of the story, and everyone knows the story. Okay? So you have to, hacham leiv yigach mitzvahs. Okay. You know it already. Yes. See, now he knows the story. I said it already.
Why is it easier to do a tshuva for a mitzvah essay than so